gentlemen. It's Friday, August 30th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. With 67 days till the presidential election, your election headquarters, the fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. It is the last Friday of the month, and traditionally we do the Veterans Call-In Show, and we will take calls from veterans today. We actually did the Veterans Call-In Show earlier this month, so we're not doing a full Veterans Call-In Show since we already did one. We did one earlier this month in response to the Tim Walz Stolen Valor. But we will take calls from veterans today. We will take a bunch of calls today. I don't think I took a call all week. Guys, did I take a single call all week? I don't know if I took one call all week. So we'll take some calls today. I have a bit of a light news desk, a lot of video clips to get to. The Kamala Harris interview, even a CNN panel forced to admit it was a flop. And we're talking about Democrat loyalists and propaganda agents like David Axelrod. I mean, a Democrat can do no wrong in his eyes. A Democrat takes a dump in a public stall and it's like a nugget of gold. And even he was like, yeah, this was a nothing. So, you know, it's bad when that's the case, but we'll have some of the more, we'll have some of the follow-up clips for you today as well. And everything about this campaign is astroturfed. And it was 2 weeks ago. And it was 4 weeks ago. I've got the bus rides with the Ann Arbor for Harris Walz team here, bragging about how they're busing people to the Detroit rally. And then it was the same thing in Arizona. And then it was the same thing yesterday in Georgia. They bus people to the rallies, folks. They do massive, massive efforts, text messages, emails, and say, we will give you a bus ride. All you have to do is text, 666 to Harris for president, and we'll send you the information to get on a bus, and we'll bus you to the Harris rally. That's how all of her rallies are big. Or they get, Meg Thee Stallion or somebody to come out and do a musical performance or whatever that is. It's all astroturf. And then when Harris is forced to actually be real and actually be presidential and on the spot in an interview that wasn't even live, and then CNN pretended it was live, they put live in the banner even though it wasn't live, she can't do it. And even with all the effort they made to bus people to Savannah, Georgia, did you see any media talking about Kamala Harris rally size yesterday? Did you see a single person bragging about the Kamala Harris rally size? They were busing people from Atlanta, and they still couldn't get it done. But hey, now Trump is forced to go up against conservatives in this election cycle, in a crazy new development. So I'm going to explain that. And look, I'm just going to steer you right here. I'm not going to, you can decide whether you agree with me or not, but I'm going to steer you right. I'm going to tell you what's really going on with Trump and the abortion issue. And I'm going to tell you where people are getting it right. And I'm going to tell you where people are getting it wrong. But most people are completely swinging and missing on this. And I also think that there's some money behind it. So we got that coming up. Oh, and they keep, Democrats keep telling you how their policies are working, but wait till you see what's going on in California today. Oh, yeah, where Harris is from.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'll give her that. And she said she would do an interview before the end of the month. Actually, she said she would do an interview in a press conference. We didn't get the press conference, but we got a canned interview. It aired last night on CNN. And the bottom line is this. Anybody telling you that that interview was a success is lying. Just that was not a success. Nothing positive can develop from that interview for multiple reasons. And when even CNN, Democrat propaganda agents, are forced to admit that it was a flop, just know it was bad news. Now look, the truth of the matter is we're not up against Kamala Harris in a sense. We're not running against Kamala Harris. We're running against a corrupt system, a corrupt establishment, and we're running against voter fraud and election fraud. So, yeah, I sit here and cover the devastation that is the Kamala Harris campaign and it flipping and flopping and imploding all over the place. And I can sit here and go day by day and toe-to-toe with the mainstream media hyping up Kamala Harris, hyping up her campaign. And I can sit here and show you that it's the exact opposite. And we'll do that again today with the evidence, with the proof. We're going to do it every day. We do it every day. All they do is just show you polls and tell you how Kamala is brat and yes, queen. And then she dances around because she knows how to crack an egg. That's all fake. Oh, look at this rally. That's all fake. But again, it's are we really up against Kamala Harris or are we up against a corrupt Democrat Party, a corrupt deep state, a corrupt establishment? Are we really trying to beat Kamala Harris on November 5th or are we trying to beat voter fraud? But the effort is, I mean, yeah, we're going to have it too big to rig and you've just got to convince people not to vote for Harris or to just sit this election out. Democrats that are just not enthused about Kamala Harris for obvious reasons. Now, it's funny, and we've got the clips from the CNN interview and then some clips from her rally yesterday, Kamala Harris. It's just so amazing. She talks differently to the white people during the interview and then to the black people during the rally. And it's so obvious. Completely different cadence, different tone, different voice, different inflection. She's the chameleon. But people pick up on this. It's so obvious. People pick up on this. And Democrats have been doing this for decades. I don't know if Hillary Clinton was the one that started it or first did it, but she's kind of known. She's kind of the known, at least in recent years, to change the way she talks around black people. And then she's on a black radio show, and she pulls out a bottle of hot sauce and is like, "Look at me. I got this hot sauce down here." And they're like, "What the hell?" I mean, Joe Biden literally went to, when he was still running for president campaigning, Joe Biden literally went to a black family's house with fried chicken. Said, "Hey, you guys like fried chicken, right?" Like, well, I mean, everybody likes fried chicken, but like, come on. So that's what they do. By the way, Joe Biden on what, day 20 of vacation? I imagine it will go through Labor Day weekend. I doubt he'll get back to work. Media's still not talking about that, still not covering that. The disappearing president. Ever since they ran the coup against him, he just either gave up or they told him to just get out of the picture, just stop. Which, okay, it's fine. Actually, I'd say the country and the world have probably been better, actually, since Joe Biden quit showing up to work. So, okay. But the media just covers it up. Doesn't talk about it. Oh, it's no big deal. You know, Joe Biden just gave up. He's not even president anymore. And who is? We don't know. Maybe it's that brat Kamala. And so she can't even answer a question. She can't even answer a basic question. And look, I'd give Dana Bash like a C maybe. Probably really a D, but graded on a scale, maybe a C. Because she kind of had a little bit of a pushback. I mean, it wasn't like a hard-hitting interview. It's not like she applied much pressure. But, I mean, she asked some questions that people wanted answers to. And when Kamala didn't answer them, she kind of reposed the question like, okay, well, do you want to answer the question? But when Harris was not interested in answering, she backed off and relieved the pressure. So, I mean, probably a D, maybe a C graded for a scale. But let's get into these clips. She's asked about policy and what she's going to do as president. And Kamala Harris serves up a word salad for her vegetarian voters in clip one.
Well, there are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, I think that people are ready for a new way forward in a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism.
The question was, what's your policy day one?
I think, sadly, in the last decade, we have had in the former president someone who is...
And now she's talking about Trump. Guys, what are we in, like 40 seconds into this clip or so? Yeah. The question was, what is your policy day one? No answer. Nothing. Well, look, maybe, hold on. Maybe she'll get to it. Well, maybe she'll get to the answer. Wait, go ahead.
Been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans, really dividing our nation. And I think people are ready to turn the page on that.
So what would you do day one?
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy. I've already laid out a number of proposals in that regard.
So let's hear them.
Which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do to invest in families, for example, extending
what are you going to do is the question
to $6,000 for families for the first year of their child's life to help them buy a car seat, to help them buy baby clothes, a crib.
Car seat's like $100.
We're going to do that is about investing in the American family around affordable housing, a big issue in our country right now. So there are a number of things on day one.
What are you going to do? You didn't answer the question. And did you notice the other thing happening there, guys? She's looking down in her notes the whole time. She's even got note cards or a notebook or I don't know what it is or a script for the interview. And she's... looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up, looking down, reading. She can't even do an interview. A scripted, pre-taped interview, and CNN still had to edit it and could only put out 18 minutes. That's how pathetic this candidate is. What are your policies that you're going to do day one? And she didn't even answer the question. But see, there's this new thing that liberal progressives do now, and I've noticed this, and maybe it's just to protect Kamala Harris. I mean, Democrats used to be able to at least explain policy. There's a difference between policy and the goals or the results. So I could say, I want less immigration, or I want less illegal border crossings. That's not policy. That's a goal. That's a mission. That's an agenda. That's not a policy. If I say, I'm going to put a cap on asylum seekers or just general border crossers at 1,000 a month, that's a policy. If I say, I'm going to cut off all welfare to people that come into this country illegally or seek asylum, that's a policy. She just says, well, we want to bring down costs for families. We want to help parents pay for a car seat. We want to fix the middle class. What is the policy? That's an agenda. What is the policy? She can't answer. And Dana Bash barely puts any pressure. I mean, she, okay, so policy day one, what is it? And she just goes back to the agenda. Who was that there, guys, that said she didn't break eye contact? Who was that you had on the screen? I mean, good God. The New York Times claims she didn't break eye contact with Dana Bash. I mean, this is ridiculous. And, this August in Austin, Texas, it was really cold, guys. Bitter cold. I couldn't go outside without needing a hat and gloves and a winter coat this summer in August. It wasn't like 100 degrees on average. And Kamala Harris didn't break eye contact, according to the New York Times. Didn't break eye contact. You didn't just sit there. In fact, if you took a stopwatch and you had a timer on how long she actually had eye contact with Dana Bash versus how long she had eye contact with the desk versus how long she had eye contact roaming, the least eye contact in those three possibilities would be Dana Bash. But according to the New York Times, she didn't break eye contact. Wow. Wow. What stellar reporting. But Dana goes back because Kamala is running on fixing the economy. Well, that's Bidenomics. That's Harrisnomics. So you're running against your own policy. Okay. So what are you going to do differently? Clip two.
You have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that.
No,
I'm
eye
very
contact.
Proud of the work that we have done that has
breaks
brought inflation down to less than 3%.
Breaks eye contact. So breaking eye contact the whole time, and that's only a 15-second clip. she claims that they've brought down inflation, and Dana Bash doesn't even dare say, actually, since you got into the White House, inflation is up 15%. Actually. And what is this excuse? Oh, well, you know, we had to deal with recovery. Okay, they're talking about the pandemic, or I guess they're blaming it on Trump. Well, where's the recovery? There is no recovery. It's worse. So, okay, she's running to fix the economy. She's running to help the middle class. But she's been in the White House, and they've said how great Bidenomics is. So I guess they're backing off that Bidenomics has been a success. No! She's still praising Bidenomics. Clip three.
You maintain Bidenomics is a success.
I maintain that when we do the work of bringing down prescription medication for the American people, including capping the cost of the annual cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000, when we do what we did in the first year of being in office to extend the child tax credit so that we cut child poverty in America by over 50%, when we do what we have done to invest in the American people and bringing manufacturing back to the United States so that we created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs, bringing business back to America, what we have done to improve the supply chain so we're not relying on foreign governments to supply American families with their basic needs, I'll say that that's good work.
She can't give you a single example of any of that. They want to mandate electric vehicles. Do you know where the batteries from electric vehicles come from? Do you know where the natural resources that make the batteries in electric vehicles come from? I'll give you a hint. Not America. And what do you think raising the corporate tax rate is going to do? Do you think that's going to bring business and manufacturing to America when you raise the corporate tax rate? Or do you think that's going to keep it offshore where they have lower corporate tax rates? She just says this garbage. And Dana Bash says nothing. So, Bidenomics has been a success, but I'm running to fix the economy. We're going to do something for the middle class and bring back business and manufacturing, but I'm going to raise taxes. What about climate change? You know, they had to go into climate change. See if she can save herself in clip four.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. You know, that we have
Let me properly pitch to this. First, you're going to hear from Kamala Harris on the campaign trail from 2019, 2020, when she was running for president, didn't get a single electoral college vote or didn't get a single delegate vote, was pulling in last place in a field of 17, was first to drop out. This is her on the campaign trail first, and then her with Dana Bash yesterday. Okay, now go ahead.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. You know, that we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. I think about this issue through the lens of my baby nieces, who are 1.5 and 3 years old. And when I look at those babies, and I think about what the world will be like in 20 years if we don't act, I'm really afraid. And as it relates to those Republicans in Congress, where I've now been for 2.5 years, every one of those members need to look at the babies, the grandbabies in their life, and then look in the mirror and ask themselves, why have they failed to act?
And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
So she made the comment multiple times on the stage that she was going to ban fracking. That's where the comment was made. And then she tells Dana Bash, I said on the campaign trail that I would not ban fracking. It's the exact opposite. I mean, this might be the worst of all time, folks. This Kamala Harris might be the worst of all time. And Joe Biden dropped the bar really low. And Harris is worse. And Harris has a functioning brain, and she's worse. Or at least not diagnosably dysfunctioning brain. But so when CNN is telling you that this was no good, you know it was a complete disaster. Here's the CNN panel reacting, clip five.
It wasn't a huge, I don't think she moved the ball that much forward. I don't think there's a policy separation that they've created with Biden. Obviously, she gave a kind of personal defense of him.
Now, you might not like the way she answered him, but she answered him as a capable, qualified leader. And I do think I think she moved the ball forward a little bit. You know, maybe she didn't score a touchdown.
I think the two biggest issues coming out of Biden for her are the economic policies, which she clearly wants to embrace, but also the immigration policies. Dana asked her if she had anything to say about what they did for 3.5 years leading up until the back and forth this year. Completely sidestepped it, did not answer it. She goes back to her time as attorney general. But again, absolutely nothing, no responsibility, no reflection at all on the day one executive actions or anything else they did for 3.5 years or anything she said in her previous campaign, which was to have the most permissive immigration structure. She's trying to skip a block of time at the debate. Trump cannot allow it.
All right. Now, you didn't see much coverage or hear much about Kamala Harris's rally in Savannah, Georgia, because it was a disaster yesterday. She kept getting heckled. She kept getting protesters. She kept getting disrupted, and she was a mess. It was just a complete disaster. Low turnout, bad news. So nobody's talking about it. Now, they tried to bus as many people in from all around Georgia, and they failed. And they've been doing this all over. They did it in Michigan. They did it in Arizona. And they tried to do it yesterday in Georgia, and it has failed every time. So, yes, understand, Kamala Harris rallies, Democrats bus thousands of people into those rallies. And look, I'm not even sitting here saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying Democrats have to go to extensive efforts to try to fill the stands at a Harris rally. Trump doesn't have to do that. The Republicans, the Trump campaign, they don't have to spend all this money busing people to Trump's rallies. And he gets 10 times, 20 times the rally turnout that Harris gets. Now, when we come back, we will play a clip from the Harris rally. And as we go to break, guys, just show clip six. This is them being bussed in. The Democrats bussing people into the rally, and it's still a low turnout. And then there's a response. And then there's the response from panels after Harris's bus tour in Georgia. And it's not good, folks. People are not buying into this total phony.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, And the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Kamala Harris never breaks eye contact, folks. She never breaks eye contact. That makes her so good at her job. The kind of job that Willie Brown gave her, or she gave Willie Brown, if you know what I mean. So she doesn't break eye contact. What I'm talking about, obviously, we're not talking about TV interviews. We're talking about some other job. All right, now, you just heard Kamala Harris during her interview. And maybe that's how she normally talks. I don't know. Who knows what Kamala actually sounds like? Who knows what Kamala actually talks like? Who knows what or who the real Kamala is? She's been so fake for so long. She's had so many different accents. She's had so many different body language coaches and vocal coaches and appearance coaches that the real Kamala, we don't even know. It's kind of like a woman who's been dyeing her hair for 50 years and doesn't even remember what her normal hair color is. I don't even remember what my natural hair color is. Nobody even knows what her natural hair color is. That's like Kamala Harris. So here's now her from her rally yesterday. And now she goes back into the accent. Now she goes back into her new voice and new cadence in clip 7.
And I will tell you, when we get this done together, my friend, and when I am president, I will take on the bad actors who exploit a crisis. Hold on. You know what? Here, hold on. Here's the thing. The courts are going to handle that. We're going to beat them in November.
That accent.
We'll beat him in November.
We'll handle that.
Sounds totally different.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Huh. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now, again, only the lowest IQ person, and you try to do a psychoanalysis of these people, and you realize it's the lowest IQ person politically, it's the identity politics person that just likes a black person or likes a woman or maybe hates white people. It's the single issue voter that likes abortion, or it's the gay voter that thinks Republicans want to throw them in prison. It's all these different propaganda things. And that's the only people that fall for this Kamala Harris garbage. Anybody with two political IQ points to rub together, anybody that can think and observe for themselves, knows what an absolute phony this woman is. So this is a CNN panel of people in Georgia. After she goes on her big Georgia bus tour, here's what one woman has to say in clip 8.
You feel some kinship towards her as a mixed person?
Not personally. I find a lot of her trajectory to not be my brand of woman leader. We've got three major international crises going on and someone applying to be commander-in-chief. As a woman, I want to see you do more than, you know, appeal to giggling and having a girl moment on the stage.
Yeah. Not a serious person. Kamala Harris is not a serious person. That's what they give you. So, you know, that's kind of a measured response there. That's kind of a nice, polished response for MSNBC. Let's go to kind of more raw style WWF promo 1999 style response from this man in clip 9.
If you got people in your life that stop fucking with you because you voting for Donald Trump, can't even go to church no more. The preacher be up there looking at you like this. That boy right there. Right. Somebody pray for him. Somebody pray for that boy going down there and vote for that white man. But you want me to take my ass down there and vote for Kamala Harris? You gotta be out your motherfucking mind if you think I'm finna vote for Kamala Harris. You can't even go to the motherfucking cookouts no more. You finna be over there huddled up like they on the football team. Over there just talking shit. Look at that old Uncle Tom ass. You motherfucking right. I'm a God-fearing American, and I'm voting for Donald J. Trump. You goddamn right.
I honestly don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I'm gonna vote for the motherfucker that's more qualified to do the goddamn job.
Now these black folks and they goddamn feelings. This is a black man voting for Trump. You goddamn right, bitch, with your dumb ass.
Huh. You know, I'm not sure I'm quite convinced. I'm not sure that it was convincing enough. Let's try another one here. Maybe clip 10 will convince me.
Come in my comments. Talk about who you talking about.
All right. Well, okay. We forgot to censor that one. We'll put that one on pause. You know what? Maybe we're not ready for those back-to-back promo styles here. So we'll just put that one on pause and get that one censored. I think you get the point. It was Angela Rye from CNN who told me there are no black Trump supporters. Remember, she said they don't exist. Oh, I just give you a dozen examples a week just like that that get millions of views on the internet. But why listen to actual black Americans? Angela Rye tells you what to think. If you're a CNN listener, don't you see? That's how that goes. She says, there are no black men that support Trump. There are no black people that support Trump. I'm Angela Rye. I don't have to do any research. I'm a black woman. I got a job and an opinion. That's all that matters. Racist Whitey. So this stuff is not taking. It's not taking. And I can go with this stuff. I can go on with this stuff all day long. Even liberal progressives at the Young Turks like Anna Kasparian are making fun of Kamala Harris supporters on their shows like this in clip 12.
Say something that might upset some people, but I just have to get it off my chest. The second that Biden dropped out and it became clear that Harris was the presumptive nominee, I can't emphasize enough how disappointed I am in progressive and leftist Democratic voters who immediately decided to fall in line and like become obsessive promoters of Kamala Harris without using any of their leverage whatsoever. Why would Kamala Harris do anything for you if you're already supporting her preemptively no matter what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's just the truth. Democratic voters have shockingly low standards.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful, isn't it? Oh, you're the independent thinker for Kamala Harris. Yeah, you are. You're anti-establishment for Kamala Harris. You're pro-democracy. You're protecting democracy for Kamala Harris. No black people support Donald Trump. Never listen to any of these voices. Never. They're either outright lying to you or they're 100% uninformed and ignorant and want you in that same state of mind. It's the only way you'd vote Democrat. All right. We got more of that. We'll get those clips censored. I got a couple other ones we need to censor too, but it's the same stuff. And it's just so hilarious because they say no black people support Donald Trump. It doesn't exist. Oh, but wait, it does. They're lying to you. Oh, just like everything else. All right. We hope you have a great Labor Day weekend coming up. We hope that you will support us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can be here when you get back from your Labor Day weekend. We have a big sale going on right now, the Save InfoWars Mega Sale, top-selling products up to 60% off. By the way, I actually did get a good night's sleep last night. You remember yesterday I told you I did not get a good night's sleep. It was a much longer day. Much rougher day, more of a grind. Forgot to take my good night's sleep from InfoWarsStore.com. I did take my good night's sleep last night, and I did get a great night's sleep, and I'm feeling much better today, much easier day today, not as much of a grind, not the droopy eyes. Good night's sleep for a good night's sleep. InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off good night's sleep.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get Pox Defense and Covivites, that should help you We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and Pox Defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Specifically in right-wing political spheres and conservative conversations. And that's the issue of Trump and abortion. Now, let me show you the video here that has spurred this conversation. Trump, after an event, standing there, media member comes up, asks for an interview. He grants it to them. And then this happens in clip six.
At all. But catch this. It's been since 1992.
I'm sorry, 16.
You overturned,
well, everyone does.
You,
I mean,
overturned,
I think
Roe, does, yeah. And you want abortion to be a states' rights issue. In Florida, the state that you are a resident of, there's an abortion-related amendment on the ballot to overturn the six-week ban in Florida. How are you going to vote on that?
Well, I think the 6 week is too short. It has to be more time, and so that's, and I've told them that I want more weeks.
So you'll vote in favor of the amendment?
I'm voting that, I am going to be voting that we need more than 6 weeks. Look, just so you understand, everybody wanted Roe v. Wade terminated for years, 52 years. I got it done. They wanted it to go back to the states. Exceptions are very important for me, for Ronald Reagan, for others that have navigated this very, very interesting and difficult path.
All right. So this has the pro-life hardliners on the right up in arms saying they're not going to vote for Trump, and now they're actively campaigning against Trump. Now, I am clearly pro-choice, clearly pro-life, against pro-choice. Anybody who's followed me for years knows I'm pro-life. I've been going to pro-life marches since I was in high school. I've had multiple pro-life rallies myself. I've protested at abortion clinics. I even gave a speech at an abortion clinic talking about this exact problem and how, hey, we can't go for the end zone every time. Sometimes we just got to take the 2-yard gain, the 5-yard gain. Sometimes there might be an incomplete pass on this issue, but eventually we can get to where we need to be if we play it right. So Trump is wrong on abortion. I have no problem saying that. Trump is wrong on this issue. I am pro-life. Now, having said that, anybody who says I'm not going to vote Trump because of this, and now the right-wing pro-life hardliners campaigning against Trump, has to be one of the strangest things I've ever seen. Now, just so you understand how insane this issue is and this current state of American politics are right now, the Democrats are campaigning that Trump wants a federal abortion ban, and the Democrats are campaigning that Trump banned abortion. Now you have pro-lifers campaigning that Trump won't do a federal abortion ban and that Trump is pro-abortion. So, I mean, you have two completely conflicting political worldviews clashing on this issue right now. That's how insane this issue is. Now, as usual, Democrats are the ones that are wrong. Democrats are the ones that are lying. Trump's recent statements have suggested that he's taking a more moderate approach towards abortion, or perhaps just waving the white flag on the issue and saying, look, I gave it back to the states. It's not for the president to decide. So I'm not going to take a hard line stance on it. And quite frankly, I believe that that's smart politically. Now, as somebody that is pro-choice and doesn't like to see people murder their children, I'm also a realist. And unfortunately, because of the modern day culture, that actually plays well politically. And so I guess these pro-lifers are now trying to change that and say, okay, well, we won't vote for Republicans now unless they commit to ending abortion. Okay. Your morals are right. Your policy is right. Here's where you're wrong, and you're so wrong that you're actually the antithesis of what you actually think you're doing with your morals. Trump is wrong on abortion. Kamala Harris is wrong on abortion. She's wrong on borders. She's wrong on foreign policy. She's wrong on economy. She's wrong on energy. She's wrong on war. And she's wrong on trans kids. So if you're looking to protect children and you're looking for a more moral result in your country via who's in the White House, the answer is so clearly, obviously Trump that it's not even close. It's not even close. Yes, it's unfortunate where we're at in the abortion debate right now. But we're in a better place policy-wise now than when we were before Trump. That's just a fact. Abortion is illegal in Texas. I think it's illegal in 18 states. And by the way, Donald Trump has more to do with that. Donald Trump has more policy success ending abortion than all these pro-life hardliners combined. That's a fact. No matter what he says today, that's already done. So what are you going to do? If Kamala Harris gets into the White House, because as these pro-life hardliners are saying, millions of pro-lifers won't vote for him. So if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, crashes the economy, opens the borders, allows children to be taken out of schools and transgendered, or even take your kids from you if you try to stop it, lets illegals come in and kidnap people, rape people, kill people, starts us into World War III, forces you to go to World War III. I'm sure you'll be able to rest easy saying, well, at least I didn't vote for Trump. That's the world you want to give your children? Do you really think that's the more moral decision? By the way, nobody's forcing you to have an abortion. Trump is not going to force anybody to have an abortion. Kamala Harris actually might. You know, communists in world history have had rules and limits on how many kids you can have, right? But I guess we won't have that conversation. And why don't I see these pro-lifers up in arms about the fact that their tax dollars go to Planned Parenthood and abortions every year? I don't hear any bitching and complaining about that regularly. I don't see any pro-lifers refusing to pay taxes because they go towards abortions. And obviously, I think Trump is playing politics on this. You can say it's good or bad. It's just true. Trump is obviously playing politics because his top issue right now is to win, just like mine. And now, whether Trump is doing this strategically or not, when the media and the Democrats come out and say Trump is going to ban abortion, people are going to go look at Trump's recent statements and they're going to say, that's not what he said. He never said he wants to end abortion. That's not a 2024 policy of his. They're lying. That's a good thing. To those saying Trump needs to fire his advisors, he's getting bad advice. This is not an advisor situation. This is what it's like when you have a real person who just does interviews. This isn't scripted. This isn't someone advising him. He goes and takes this interview off the cuff and just answers it like a real person. There's no advisor issue here. That's what it's like when a real man is doing real-time interviews, not scripted. And they're not even being honest about what's on the ballot. They're saying Trump is supporting abortion up to birth. That's not what he said. And that's not what's on the ballot. It's 6 weeks, which, yes, is too long. If you're going to have a debate on abortion, it should be about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever, a heartbeat. Now, I'm not even saying that's what I support. But I'm saying it shouldn't even be a debate. If the child has a heartbeat, which is usually about 5 weeks, then that's a murder. That should not even be a debate. That's black and white. If the baby has a heartbeat about 5 weeks and you kill it, you're a murderer. To me, that's not up for debate. You want to debate in the first 4 or 5 weeks? Okay, let's have at it. But see, nobody's doing that. And all these pro-life people that are complaining about Donald Trump, why, instead of attacking Donald Trump, who's done more to stop abortions than any of them have, why aren't you in Florida right now doing ballot initiatives and campaign initiatives to get people to vote in favor of pro-life? Why aren't you doing that? Why are you attacking Donald Trump? Now, this might be more conspiratorial, but I think it's kind of obvious. There's money behind this movement, folks. There's millions of dollars behind this movement, and people know if Trump gets in versus if Democrats gets in, the well is going to dry up, and the pro-life movement is not going to be making the millions of dollars it makes when Democrats are in office.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.